This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us also on the Discord on-air call-in line chat room at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
In the toward the end of the last hour, coming up, by the way, we've got some cool stuff on the way. Daryl, you're going to tell us about five times tariffs made things worse, and I imagine that's a selection of five times because there are probably thousands of times where tariffs have made things worse because every time a tariff is placed, it makes things worse. But we'll get into that. And also, Melanie, you're going to be telling us about Martin Shkreli. You're going to defend the pharma bro. All that's on the way. But we were talking about communism because one of our callers, who's actually a viewer on Twitch, which we stream at Twitch. It's our HD video stream. Every single night we're live there. You can watch the archives, I think, for up to 2 weeks. Twitch doesn't store things forever. We do also have a YouTube channel if you want to go back into video archives. But check out twitch.lrn.fm to see us there. Let's go to James. He's also calling about communism, calling from New York. Go ahead, James. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh. Hey, my question is for Daryl, and I'm actually a candidate for State Assembly in New York. I've been puzzled with the support for anarcho-communism lately. It seems to be rising. But
I'm sorry to interrupt your question. We can all be on the same page here, because definitions are important. What is anarcho-communism? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's essentially the original stage of Marxism. They wanted anarchy at the end. They wanted an absence of government, but we both know that's never happened. And, yeah, that's really that. They agree with anarchy.
So the idea is they want to go through state communism and then supposedly abolish the state from the communism?
Yeah.
Well, Marx always claimed that the end goal was to get rid of the state after they got done using it to...
But it never gets there.
...steal everybody else's stuff.
Yeah.
I know some people that will use the term libertarian socialism to describe what they support, but they're not advocating using the state to get there.
They're not? Okay.
Except that socialism is a form of a state, so that doesn't actually make any sense.
Oh, I didn't say it made sense. Okay. I just said they're not advocating for the state to get there.
Well, but they are... Because that's
that's what socialism is.
They're really not, though, because with anarcho-communism, they're just communism in a sense that it's a social thing. You allow it, you agree with it. It's voluntary, like Daryl was talking about. It's not the communism where you have governments like China and Russia controlling everything.
Okay. So tell me what your question was, because I'm sorry I interrupted you.
My question before I went on that rant before was, do you see any place for the anarcho-communists and the Libertarian Party to work together with us? Because they seem to be rapidly rising, and I think their social libertarianism could help us.
I don't know how rapidly rising they are, but if they're actually supporting, libertarian ideals, then yes, come to the party.
Yeah.
If you're trying to join the Libertarian Party, and I'm not speaking to you specifically, James, but if somebody's joining the Libertarian Party to redefine what libertarian means, then absolutely they do not belong in the party. Wayne Allen Root types, who when he joined the party back in 2008 said, I want to redefine libertarian to mean conservative, no, I don't want you in the party. But if you're actually going to learn the libertarian philosophy and help us get to a libertarian society, then yeah, come on, join.
I know that I worked with Anarcho Jesse when he was living here in Keene, and I think he might have described himself as an anarcho-communist, perhaps.
And how'd he work out?
He's gone, like a lot of other people have moved and left because, some people don't have the same level
of
commitment.
Wasn't he gone for reasons, though?
I mean, certainly he burns.
Everybody has reasons for why they leave.
Okay, but some people are like, I got a job offer for $1 million.
That's
some
a reason.
Are like, yeah. Some people, I robbed a bunch of people, and now I have to go now.
That is also a reason.
Some people also leave because of family. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why people move to New Hampshire and then leave. But regardless, I'm willing to work with anybody so long as they don't want to use the threat of force to achieve their, you know, their political or social goals, which is basically the statement that people have to sign if they're joining the Libertarian Party. Unfortunately, it seems like the Libertarian Party is just rife with people who've signed that statement and don't appear to know anything about it, don't appear to
right.
have oh, yeah. in any way internalized it. So, James, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Doug, just that I want to agree with you there. It seems like they kind of play the game with being libertarian to a degree just so they could get our trust, but they end up being tankies. They're really easy to, like, switch sides and support bigger government, like Obama.
What is a tankie?
Yeah, that's a new term for me.
A tankie is essentially, like, a Marxist who supports militarily overthrowing the bourgeoisie and pretends that they can just take out all the corporations and kill everybody. They're really crazy.
Should we come up with the term choppery to describe the people that want to just throw everybody out of helicopters choppery. That they disagree with?
Yeah. Now, what portion of the... Daryl, you're active with the Libertarian Party nationally. I'm not. I resigned back in 2008 from my life membership because of all this infighting and the political sort of position of the Libertarian Party weakening and no longer being principled. But you've been involved... Is there a large anarcho-communist wing or a small one at all? And how does their size compare to
the conservative
types?
Just a handful of people.
Whereas there's a bunch of these conservative
there
clone
are a
types.
Bunch of conservatives that think they're libertarians yeah. because, you know, they read a book that one time that used the word non-aggression principle and they think they know what it means.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating. And then there's other factions now that have come out recently. There's a Radical Caucus. There's the Mises Caucus.
The Mises Caucus seems to have sprung up after Nick Sarwark said something
that's the chairman
not necessarily nice about Tom Woods.
Oh, so it's personality-based?
Oh, it's all most of the caucuses are personality-based.
It's so annoying. Hey, yeah. James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
that. That's why I'm a big fan of the caucus.
Is that a thing, too?
Oh, that's a thing that's just making fun of all of the caucuses.
I see. How many caucuses are there?
Nobody really knows.
I see. All right.
There's a joke that there are more caucuses than there are members of the Libertarian Party.
Because you could be in more than one caucus.
Yes.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Let's go to Bobby. You can bring up whatever's
on your mind. There's the Bear Nukes caucus.
Like bear the bear that claws or bear the bear skin?
No, as in the right to bear nukes. Like, you've got the right to bear arms.
Ah, I was saying. That kind of bearing.
But gotcha. You could give nukes to a bear, I guess.
Let's go to Bobby. He's in Lakeland, Florida, watching
us. We're going to bear.
Hold on. You're way too loud. It may not be your fault. I'm going to make sure the board op has a chance to turn you down there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're good. Now.
Ian, you're learning. You get me excited when you put that. So, okay, let's hit our topics. I got the topics.
Is there a sentence there? Because I'm having trouble following.
I think they're English words, but they're not in a sentence.
Okay, all right. Settle down. You're just on the radio in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Now calm down.
Okay, you're just talking to us. What's on your mind?
Yep. Okay, all right. So I haven't called in 2 weeks because 2 weeks ago I was on Discord and I dropped the F word and I felt bad about that. But I am coming off of because actually I was listening and talking.
It sounds like you're coming off of some speed or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you normally this jumpy?
No. I've been doing. I've done 250 milligrams of Adderall.
Okay.
Saturday.
But that sounds like a lot. Is 250 milligrams of Adderall a lot of Adderall? What's the standard dose? Isn't it like 10?
If you're doing a dose, yes.
Now, is this Adderall, like, so you said over the weekend, or how long was the time frame for 250 milligrams?
Okay, so, So I didn't go to sleep Saturday night. I didn't go to sleep Sunday night.
According to the prescription drug addiction blog.
Well, hold on, Bobby. We've got actual information here.
According to the prescription drug addiction blog, you should not give a dose larger than 40 milligrams per day to a child. 60 milligrams for an adult is considered to be a large safe dose.
Now, Bobby, how many milligrams is 250 over how many days?
Since Saturday.
Between Saturday night and now.
All right, stand by. Yeah. I want you to write down what you want to say so we can understand you. More coming up here in moments with Bobby. He is flying high on a legal prescription drug called Adderall. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking with an Adderall user right now, Bobby. He's trying to collect his thoughts, although he's flying high on what seems like a fairly large dose. He said since Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yeah, he's done 250 milligrams of Adderall, which, Daryl, you looked it up. And you found that 60 milligrams for one day is considered a large dose.
A large, healthy dose for an adult.
Healthy, I don't know if that's what I don't know if
or
I would use
safe.
That term.
I think the term...
It's on the high end of safe.
Yeah,
you're not going to die from taking
the
that
term
dose.
Was safe, yeah. Not healthy. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah, so we're going to get back into that here in a moment. But also, I do want to let you know about Zencash. You want to talk about a cryptocurrency, if you're a liberty-minded person, that you need to be looking at? It's Zencash. They were founded by liberty-minded people, by voluntarists, who actually wrote in voluntarism into the white paper. You can go and see it for yourself at Zencash.com. It is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has now become one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. You want to learn more about it? You should. Go to Zencash.com. Do your due diligence, do some research, and check out the features. They've also got the decentralized autonomous organizations that they're working on rolling out, I still believe, at the moment. I'm not sure what the status is on that. But go check it out for yourself at Zencash.com as we continue here with Bobby. He is on Adderall tonight and has been for the last few days. Now, Bobby is... are you prescribed Adderall, or do you acquire it on the black market?
Sure. Yes, I'm prescribed. Yeah, sure. But it has some very good topics.
Well, hold on. So basically, you took 250 milligrams between now and Saturday night. So that's basically
125 a day because it's basically been 48 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 100 per day. Now, is that what you're prescribed to take?
Well, I think that's why Tom Likas likes you so much.
Tom Likas. Okay, you called Tom Likas a show.
Well, no, I actually called you guys 16. Well, now I'm getting to the. I called you guys 16 months before I even found Tom Likas. I started calling you guys in April 2011.
You don't really need a history of your calling the show.
Yes.
What was it that you were calling about tonight?
Okay.
Did you write it down?
Well, yes. Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Give it to us.
Don't get me excited. Okay, yes, so I got it. So
that's
I called the call
said?
Creator, and I talked to the sculptor. Sometimes she does. And I like to watch the YouTube when you got that hot chick on. And it was really funny because...
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. What were you calling about tonight now?
Okay, but you got me off on a tangent.
I know, I apologize about that. So you keep to your notes. What was it that you called about?
Okay. So, I called the call screener and I acted like I didn't know what Daryl's name was and I said the ginger. But now that I look at that his hair on YouTube, he doesn't look like a ginger.
No. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Bobby. I appreciate hearing from you. So there you go.
Why would you call and pretend to not know who Daryl is?
I don't know. I didn't want to keep it going.
What?
Yeah, you're not a ginger. You're not dying red hair, are you?
No.
So you got brown. It looks like brownish brown hair.
Yeah, it's me. Brownish.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. So thanks, I think. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your night. By the way, I highly recommend against doing what he's doing. He said he did not sleep on Saturday and Sunday night, which would mean he is now...
Oh, yeah, you've got some experience on that.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you go on a meth bender.
Right, but Ian has some experience going a long time without sleep.
Yeah, and
he does not have a prescription for 125 mgs a day.
You don't think?
Nobody has a prescription
for that much.
No, I think
you asked somebody on the radio, are you committing a felony? And they were like, no.
So there you go. Let's go on here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Mark in Salt Lake City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. So today I want to talk about Edward Snowden, and I know this. Daryl was on the phone when I talked when I called you guys up last time talking about.
Oh yeah, you called a couple nights ago and said that Edward Snowden's not actually in Russia; he's staying on a roof in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah, and he's since moved over to China. Apparently, he was on the run for a bit, and he moved over to Shanghai.
So this is the problem that I'm having with this. If you know Edward Snowden's secret location, you should not be calling us and telling us what it is.
Well, no, they know where he's. So ultimately, QAnon, like, he posted rooftop photos. It's a little bit complicated. You don't need to go into it right now. But he posted that Edward Snowden was there. And remember how I was saying that Edward Snowden had gone silent for a period of weeks?
See that he posted on Twitter over the last couple of days.
What did he post?
Yes. Yeah.
Just random stuff. But there for a while, he was posting stuff multiple times a day. And then, like, mid-February,
it dropped off.
He just stopped posting. And the claim by somebody on, what is it, like 8chan or 16 Deep Chan or some kind of weird site, is that the reason he stopped posting is because he had to go to Hong Kong to go live on a roof.
Wow. No, that he's always been in Hong Kong.
Always?
He never made a permanent stay in Russia.
Wait, so he didn't go to Russia, or he did go to Russia for a while? Because they interviewed him in a hotel in Russia, didn't they?
That's what they want you to think.
He does make trips back and forth, but he does not have permanent stay in Russia. He actually had permanent stay in Hong Kong. So Q means, like, he doesn't flat out say it because he doesn't go out making claims or accusations, but he hints towards things and allowing others to make, you know, whatever inferences that they want. But he for these inferences, he was sort of stating that that Edward Snowden is actually working for the Chinese. And there was a document from the House Intelligence Committee, which I feel like it's the House Intelligence Committee, so it's got to be 100% correct, right? They said that basically those documents that Edward Snowden supposedly leaked over for the related to the PRISM program and the other things that the NSA was doing for surveillance, that was actually a very, very tiny fraction of what he actually had. He not only had that, he had in all, pretty much all the keys to the kingdom in terms of what we had, and that he was sort of given asylum in China in exchange for giving China the hacking tools that...
Are you saying you are reading all of this between the lines based on his tweets?
Yes. Well, not
okay, so this
not
is
me.
Your interpretation.
Not me. Yes, it's not me. I'm not...
Named QAnon that's on 8chan.
Someone is...
Okay, so this
reading
is hearsay.
Things by QAnon.
So this is you reporting on something that somebody claimed, which is hearsay. I just want to make sure we're clear on this.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So this is completely unverifiable at this point, and it's an interesting theory. Mark, anything else you want to share?
I want to say I saw a clip. It was actually a GIF. It looks like Daryl Perry has kind of made himself into a meme. Like during your debate at the presidential or at the libertarian presidential debate at the convention, there was a guy who showed a GIF of you. I guess you got really furious and then just like slapped your lectern or whatever.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-453, Life Freedom, 855-450-3733, Skype usernames lrn.fm, Discord chat. We've got the on-air call-in line there that you can join at discord.lrn.fm, or you can just chat with other Free Talk Live listeners in the Free Talk Live chat room, or the other ones. There's a bunch of other chat rooms there, like cryptocurrency and gaming, the brand-new ForkFest chat room, one about New Hampshire, and more. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You probably live in a home, unless you live in your car or something like that. But odds are you live in a place that you might want to put some security around it. You might
Actually talking about a story last night where a judge ruled that some guy's truck was his home.
I met a guy who
So therefore, he has a home.
I was in a parking lot in Austin, and a dude rolled up next to me who was homeless, living out of his car, and said he had heard what he thought was like air hissing out of one of my tires. And he kind of got out, and I was like, well, you know, there was actually a tire that was flat earlier, that went a semi-flat, and I put some air into it. And he said, no, we couldn't find whatever it was. And he was getting back in his car, and he looked over at me and he goes, you know anything about cryptocurrencies? And I said, well, why, yes, I do, as a matter of fact. So then we had like an hour-long conversation. He was already into cryptos and had bought some Litecoin at one of the local vending machines in town. And I hooked him up with $10 worth of Dash, and we went over to the McDonald's and like got on the Wi-Fi. So it was cool, man, just kind of randomly running into a homeless dude that was into to cryptocurrency. really nice guy. Anyway, if you've got a home, you might want to protect it with security, and you probably don't want to spend a mint on, you know, the amount of security system that you would need to install. BlinkProtect.com actually has an option for you, and it's surprisingly affordable. You can get basically three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one wired home security camera. Blink cameras are wireless, which means the installation is basically a snap. You unbox, you put batteries in, the batteries are included, and you put them where you want. You set it all up with your Wi-Fi enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. Go to BlinkProtect.com, and the situation there has changed, by the way. We finally have a coupon code that is actually working. So a long time ago when Blink started with us, we thought there was going to be a coupon code, but it didn't work, and now it is working. So we can finally tell you that if you use code FTL at checkout, and I've tried this, so I know it works, you will get 10% off of the Blink security system. And I believe it applies to pretty much whatever you put in the cart. So go and check that out over at BlinkProtect.com. And when you're checking out, use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 10% off. As we go and continue with your calls and thoughts, Kyle is on the line in Atlanta, watching us on the Twitch stream, the Twitch video stream at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I was wondering if...
on the radio, she's not going to make it. So toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Not even worth addressing what the question was at this point. So let's change gears and get into, Daryl, your story about tariffs before we get to Melanie explaining why she's going to defend Pharma Bro Martin Shkreli.
Actually, go with Melanie because my browser seems to have frozen.
All right. Well, Melanie, Martin Shkreli made headlines, a few years ago, I guess it was, for being the owner of some sort of pharmaceutical corporation who jacked up prices on...
Yeah, so he raised the price on one of the drugs that was used for a couple of things. It was prescribed to AIDS patients. It was prescribed for some kind of parasite also. But he raised it from... It was like $7 a pill to $750 a pill.
He raised it like 5,000%.
Yeah.
Just because he was a jerk, or like what was...
Well, I mean, that's of course going to be the CNN headline, right? You know, pharmaceutical company raises price by 10,000%. No reason.
Well, was there a reason besides just trolling or being an a-hole?
I mean, yes. So
what was it?
So, and if you want to say that somebody then therefore should not work in this industry, that's fine, but that's a separate argument, and that's not the argument that any of the people on the internet, or most of the people on the internet, are making as to why they hate him, and they're happy and also surprised for some reason that he was upset after getting convicted the other day.
What was he convicted for?
Fraud.
Not for that. He was convicted of fraud for...
Well, it's not fraud.
Managing a hedge fund and lying to people about what returns of investments would be, and then taking money from one company and then putting it into the other to make it look like profits were higher.
Cooking the books, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess first of all, on that end, he did get convicted of fraud, basically of that.
So you're not going to defend that.
Well, but see, this is the thing. He got convicted in a U.S. court of fraud, which means that we round up 12 random people, and the case went on for a month. The U.S. round up 12 random people, said, you have to sit in this building. I know you have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, and tell us if this guy's guilty or innocent.
So what you're saying is the jury system sucks, and that people are forced by the threat of violence to become jurors. They have to leave their lives. They have to go into this building, as you're saying here, become maybe even sequestered, not go home in certain circumstances, and be restricted on what they can say about their involvement in said case. That's basically conscription.
Well,
right?
Yes, and that's kind of a separate issue, though, because so if I take 12 people at random, and my criteria is over the age of 18, non-felon, what do you think the odds are that all of them are competent if I hand them a pile of financial statements and say,
not
was this
competent,
investor fraud?
Yeah, they're not competent. What you're arguing
for
here is...
So there's absolutely no basis for that conviction as far as I'm concerned. He might have done it. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea whether or not he did that, but I have no reason to believe that he did, just because 12 people who have no background in finance say that he committed this complicated financial crime.
Well, is it that complicated to tell a lie and commit fraud? I mean, it's usually not complicated to commit
fraud
on people.
If I'm making a statement about a complicated subject, then you have to analyze whether
it's and if it's complicated, yes. Then, and you said it was like a month-long trial, then it's going to take a lot more words to explain what happened than what you just did in 2 minutes.
They're going to bring in supposed experts who are going to testify and try to make
this understandable. They had witness statements.
Yeah, try to make
this
understandable.
Okay, but at the end of the day, the people who are being...
So hold on, are you only defending him based on the fact that he went into the government's jury system?
No, that's a separate issue.
Should all juries' convictions be thrown out because they are not necessarily the most competent triers of fact?
I mean... I wouldn't have a particular problem with that, but
should Jeffrey Dahmer be released simply because he was convicted
dead.
By
I
all.
Haven't... Well,
that's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, so...
A murderer. Should a convicted murderer
but
be released just because they
have a
jury?
But if we have a trial about murder, a average person has a concept in their head of what a murder is.
Yeah.
They have a general idea that if it's like, oh, this person stabbed this person through the heart or shot them in the head, they have a concept... of that is a murder, and they understand what murder is. They don't understand...
Right, but they don't understand DNA evidence. They don't understand fingerprints. They don't understand that sometimes witnesses wind up just being incompetent.
Okay, so then those are good reasons to throw out all convictions, but then if you add on top of that, that they don't even understand what crime is being alleged, and this is not... like, their fault. They never said,
okay.
I'm a financial
And you
expert.
Said you've looked into this case? I mean, because I haven't looked into the case, right? Like, I just did a quick Google here from Martin Shkreli. What's the latest news? Headline from CNBC. Martin Shkreli, he's crying here. He's sorry. He's claiming it's his fault.
Yeah, that was a sentencing hearing.
Yeah, well, if he didn't do
that's
it, then why wouldn't
hearing,
he be like, I didn't do this?
Because that's what a sentencing hearing is.
Uh-huh. So what you're saying is that even though he's admitting fault, you still
at
don't think
at the sentencing hearing, no, that's silly.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is that because he's being sentenced, he's going to tell a lie about him defrauding people so he can reduce his sentence
he's
to
alleging
say he looks sorry.
He's alleging that he didn't defraud anybody because they were ultimately paid, even though he was cooking books to wind up being able to pay them.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Just because he's crying like a baby at a sentencing hearing, you're saying that doesn't mean that he's actually guilty.
No, the fact that somebody is...
Hold on, we'll come back with more here about Martin Shkreli. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Now, we're talking about Pharma Bro Martin Shkreli, and I want to get back into that here, because, Melanie, you said you're going to be defending Martin Shkreli here tonight. So far, it seems like you're attacking the government's jury system, and I want to see how you connect the dots, and we'll get into that a little bit deeper here. But also, I do want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of features, including an email list. You can get signed up right there at the front top of the site. It's an email sign-up box there. Just pop your email in, and we'll send you an email usually on a once-a-week basis to keep you in the loop with what's been going on with Free Talk Live. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for free. That's once again freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were discussing Martin Shkreli, who was just recently sentenced to approximately, 7 years, I guess it was?
7 years.
In federal prison for anything with manipulating the price of a healthcare device, which is what he made news headlines for originally. Apparently, he was actually under investigation already for these other crimes. While that manipulation
for committing fraud while mismanaging a hedge fund where he was doing stuff,
I've got details on that,
pulling funds from one company to the hedge fund.
Yeah, I've actually got some details on the case, and I want to get through some of those. But I just want to make sure I'm understanding you so far, Melanie. You've pointed out that jurors aren't known as being experts in the fields in which they don't
pull themselves out to be experts in all fields. That's kind of a ridiculous standard to hold somebody
to.
They're
just average people who've been pulled off the streets.
So my point is, I have no opinion on whether or not Martin Shkreli committed fraud. I have no evidence that he did, and therefore I'm not going to put that into my calculations on what kind of a person he is, because the fact that 12 people who know nothing about finance, who never claimed to know anything about finance, said that he was guilty of some finance crimes is completely meaningless in my weight of anything.
But if an accountant was there, if an accountant was there and said, this guy's guilty, that would go ahead and say, all right, he's guilty? You'd agree?
No, that would just make it a more credible claim.
You'd still have to see the evidence for yourself.
Right, yeah. So yeah. I'm not going to believe something.
The average person doesn't have that time, right? Like, the average person doesn't have the ability to look at all the pieces of evidence in a case and say, was the jury correct about this?
Right, but then the reasonable thing to do is to not have an opinion on that issue. Mm-hmm. I can't assess, you know, quantum physics, so then therefore I should not have an opinion on quantum physics. I'm not going to say, well, I think X about quantum physics.
But is there anything you can defend? But is there a quantum physicist that's been alleged of a crime and you're serving on a jury? Otherwise, there's no valid reason for you to necessarily start coming up with, you know, random opinions.
I don't know what crime a quantum physicist would commit that would have to do with quantum physics.
You don't have to. But all right, so you're not defending him. What you're saying is the system sucks, and so you question all verdicts.
No, but it was brought up additionally by, I think, Daryl, that he also committed fraud, and, well, I'm not defending the fact that he committed fraud, because it's not a fact that he committed fraud.
You're saying it's not a fact that he committed.
And it kind of...
You're saying that even though he's been convicted, it's still, in your mind, just an allegation.
Okay, first of all, the fact that there's a conviction in no way means that somebody did what they were alleged to do, but also, additionally...
But sometimes it does.
It's irrelevant to whether or not they did it. Like, just because you got convicted doesn't mean you're innocent, but it doesn't mean you're guilty either.
What it means is that 12 people were presented a case by a prosecutor, and they were presented a case by a defense attorney, and they decided, in this case actually, to find him not guilty of multiple counts. He was acquitted of 5 criminal counts related to hedge fund investors and a drug company that he founded, but was convicted on 3 counts of securities fraud. So what happened here was a group of 12 people looked at the evidence. Maybe they're not experts, but they've looked at the evidence and we haven't. Okay, so we don't even know what the evidence was in this particular case, but yet we're commenting about it. And they said, well, he appears to be guilty of these things, but not these things. So at the very least, there was some deliberation that went on amongst these people, and they did look at some evidence. Now, if you want to reject that, that's fine. Then
I'm
you could
rejecting
just simply
it because
say,
these people who made the decision are definitionally unqualified to make that decision.
Then that's what you can say is, I don't trust jury decisions. I don't know if he's actually guilty of the things that he's been found guilty of. But that's not the same thing, in my mind at least, as defending the man. And
okay,
saying
I
that
said
the
I'm going to defend him, and then Daryl said, but he committed fraud. Well, I'm not defending him for committing fraud because there is no evidence that he committed fraud.
There may be evidence.
Not that I have.
You haven't seen it.
Or that anyone has other than maybe a prosecutor and a defense attorney
if
somewhere.
If you were sitting in the courtroom, you would have been able to see the evidence.
That's not even true.
No? True.
Everything doesn't get admitted and it doesn't get admitted properly.
Well, anyway, here's what happened according to CNBC, where a federal jury recently found notorious pharma bro Martin Shkreli guilty of 3 counts of securities fraud. But as I pointed out, they acquitted him of 5 criminal counts related to hedge fund investors and a drug company he founded. A split verdict in his trial came on the 5th day of jury deliberations. So it's not as though these people just went back and came immediately out with verdicts. I mean, they certainly took a long time to look over this information. And, again, they can look at the evidence.
I can spend 5 days looking at a surgery textbook and come out with an answer 5 days later. That doesn't mean I have a basis to do that.
After more than a month-long trial in Brooklyn, New York, at the trial, prosecutors claimed Shkreli had defrauded multiple investors in his 2 hedge funds out of millions of dollars, only to repay them with stock and cash that he had looted from the biotech company he created called Retrofin. While the 7-woman, 5-man jury clearly accepted some of the prosecution's evidence, it rejected other parts of their argument. The mixed decision perplexed many in the courtroom, including the 34-year-old Shkreli, who first drew widespread public concern or scorn in 2015 for raising the price of a life-saving drug by more than 5,000%. He looked quizzically over at one of his lawyers each of the 3 times that the judge interrupted a set of not guilty announcements. She was reading off the jury's verdict sheet with a guilty one. A juror who was quoted anonymously by the New York Times said, quote, "In some of the counts, at least we couldn't find that he intentionally stole from them, and the reasoning was to hurt them," unquote. Matsumoto did not set a sentencing date. So again, this is from a little while ago. He has now been sentenced. It's 7 years in prison. Shkreli said, "I think we are delighted in many ways. This was a witch hunt of epic proportions, and maybe they found 1 or 2 broomsticks. But at the end of the day, we've been acquitted of the most important charges in this case." But, of course, the other charges still netted him 7 years in prison, so I guess there's not a whole lot that you can celebrate there. His lead attorney told a group of journalists, quote, "I hope tomorrow's reports inform the public that Martin Shkreli went to trial, and despite being Martin Shkreli, he won more than he lost." But acting U.S. State's Attorney Bridget Rode, whose office prosecuted Shkreli, said, quote, "We're gratified as we stand here today with a jury's verdict. Justice has been served," she said. And they plan to try his co-defendant and former business attorney Evan Grebel later this fall. Rothman said the amount of money Shkreli could be made to surrender would have been much higher if he'd been found guilty of ripping off Retrofin to repay the swindled hedge fund investors. But Shkreli was acquitted of that charge, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, which he referred to as the money count. Rothman said that because the jury found that any loss suffered by Retrofin was either low or non-existent, as the defense claims, the sentence recommended for Shkreli will be light. I don't know, do you consider 7 years to be light?
He's looking at 20, so.
That's, I would say, medium, maybe.
It's lighter than it could have been.
Quote, "I think we would love to have complete sweep, but 5 out of 8 counts not guilty is, in our view, a very good verdict, especially since count 7, the main count that impacts on the loss in this case, that was the most important count in the case from our perspective. And for Martin to be found not guilty is a very, very good result," blah, blah, blah. The charges against Shkreli were unrelated to his decision while the CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals to raise the price of Daraprim from $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill. The price increase came as he was being investigated for the case that led this to trial. Prosecutors said a mountain of testimony and evidence at that trial showed Shkreli duped multiple investors into putting millions of dollars into two hedge funds that he ran, and he falsely claimed to have an excellent record of running such funds, and by falsely stating his investment strategy had a low level of risk. After getting their money, Shkreli quickly lost much of it.
I'm sure that the jury is equipped to assess that it didn't have a low level of risk for this particular security.
And also used some of it to capitalize his infant company, Retrofin, even as he continued sending out financial statements to investors claiming positive returns. And when investors asked for their money to be redeemed to them in cash, Shkreli brushed them off for months or more, inventing excuses and suggesting alternative ways to pay them back, according to the prosecution's case. Now, do you think that a jury can read emails? Because it sounds to me like there's some communications here where investors are mad at this guy, and they're saying, hey, give me my money, and he's being dodgy.
Okay, well, you don't always just get... I can't go buy stock and then be like, oh, a month later, I just changed my mind. I'm emailing you and saying bad... Like, that
it sounds to me like you're saying that people who commit financial crimes basically should not go to prison because of the judicial system in the current state. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way. Share your thoughts.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.